Zevachim Perek Het Mishnah Het. Mishnah says, Dam Temimim Badam Ba'alemumin Yishapech La'ama. If the blood of unblemished korbanot were mixed together with the blood of blemished korbanot, you're not allowed to apply any of it to the Mizbeach. The Torah prohibits blemished korbanot from being offered on the Mizbeach. So therefore, here, even though a person may only have the intention to offer the unblemished blood, bottom line, it's a disgrace for the Mizbeach, for some blemished blood from an animal that's blemished, to be offered on the Mizbeach. Therefore, it should be poured into the stream that is taken out of the Beit HaMikdash into the courtyard. Now we'll talk about cases where we have cups of blood. The previous Mishnah was the blood. Here, we'll talk about if there were cups of blood, one of them from a blemished korban, and one of them from an unblemished korban, that became mixed up with each other. We're not allowed to apply any of the blood to the Mizbeach, because, bottom line, one of the cups has blemished, and we don't know which is which, so therefore we don't want to take the chance, and we do not offer any of them on the Mizbeach. But Hachamim disagree. What do we do if a Kohen broke the law, and he did take the cup anyway, one of them, and apply them to the Mizbeach? Kos bekosot, if there was a case where a cup of blood from a blemished korban was mixed up with the cup of blood from a valid korban, Rabbi Eliezer omer, karav kos ehad, ikrevu kol kosot. It says Rabbi Eliezer, if the Kohen, against the halacha, offered one of these cups, then whatever cups remained also are allowed to be offered on the Mizbeach. We assume that the blood that was problematic was already poured with that first cup, and the remaining blood is of valid korbanot, and therefore you could proceed and continue to pour the rest of the cups. V'achamim omrim, afilu karvu kulam, chutz me'ahad mehen yishapech la'ama. Say Hachamim, even if the blood of all of the cups was offered besides one of them, we are not allowed to assume that the remaining blood is from one of the valid korbanot, and therefore that blood is not allowed to be offered. Rather, it should be poured into the pipe that takes it outside of the Beit HaMikdash. This is the similar machloket that we had earlier, where we had korbanot that became mixed with a limb of blemished korbanot. How do we deal with it over there? And the same machloket between Hachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, what we do in that situation. And the machloket lines up just like it did over here, where Rabbi Eliezer says that if one was burned on the Mizbeach already, that the others are allowed to be burned as well, because he says that the invalid limb is nullified on a biblical level, and when we have one of them already burned, we can assume it's that. Well, Hachamim disagree, and they say that even if all of the limbs besides one were burnt on the Mizbeach, the remaining limb is not allowed to be offered.